PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's a pleasure to have you with me for the next 55 minutes of music, and I'll try this week to play a little bit more music than I did last week, because there was one segment of the show that I was babbling on a little too much. Oh, there goes my coffee cup. You see, it really is a coffee cup, actually espresso, which is what I'm having at this moment, because we're recording it rather late in the evening, and it's kind of giving me a boost of energy to get through things. Anyway, our first song today, I'm playing because I had the opportunity this past week to watch a few episodes that have been released on DVD of the old Dean Martin show, and there's an interesting story behind how he ended up doing that show. But first, we'll take a listen to this. Dean Martin singing a song that was originally made famous by the Four Lads, Standin' on the Corner.
Standin' on a corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Than standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the cream. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary dear. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Brother, if you got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking, or for the woo look in your eye. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Dean Martin, Standing on the Corner, originally made famous by the Four Lads, and that was Dino's version of it. Now, at the top of the show, I mentioned that I had a chance to watch some of the original episodes of the Dean Martin show that aired for a number of seasons in the late 60s and early 70s. And there's an interesting history about how he ended up doing the show, because one of the discs that accompanies this set, which includes a few episodes from every season. That's unedited episodes, and not just clips, but the full episode, including the commercials, is quite interesting. Because when he was approached to do the series by NBC, he really had, well, no desire to even do it. And he kept turning them down. And then he thought, well, you know, I'm going to make the most outrageous demands ever. And then, of course, they will stop asking me. Well, that didn't happen because they actually gave in to the demands. First, it was the salary that he was asking for, which at the time was the highest amount of money that anybody had ever asked. It was a TV variety show, even though it was shot on tape before broadcast. He said, well, I don't want to show up for rehearsals. And he didn't. Never didn't show up for rehearsals. Everything was on cue cards. He would rehearse the numbers, maybe the songs he would do very quickly, but everything else was unrehearsed and unpracticed. Now, if you watch some of the episodes, you can tell. You can tell because he makes fun of the mistakes. Saying, well, what is all this going on here? Well, I don't know the song, you know, and he would go along with it. Now, that was part of the charm of the series. Which is one of the reasons why the series was so successful, because it was incredibly laid back. Anyway, if you do see the DVDs around, or if they are available, I think they should be available now through the iTunes Store and Hulu and even Netflix and or even Amazon, depending on where you are. Just buy a couple of episodes and watch them or rent them. They're really a lot of fun. All right, you're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. As I said last week, I did a lot of talking at the beginning of the show, so we're going to try to reduce that this week by playing a little bit more music. One of my favorite composers, Lalo Schifrin, who's worked for film scores and television scores. He wrote the iconic theme sig tune to Mission Impossible. This is a recording that he made in 1999 with the WDR Big Band. And it was released as a double CD. Here he is with one of his own compositions called Africana. Thank you. composer Lalo Schifrin conducting the WDR Big Band. That was actually recorded for radio broadcast, and that was released as a double CD. And he is the arranger and conductor of these sessions, which are absolutely fantastic. It's available on the double CD entitled Lalo Schifrin Jazz. We're now going to move to French singer, who was also a television host of a show called La Chance ou Chanson that aired for many years on Antenne 2 in France. And it was an interesting television show. It was the kind of program that looked at the world of French chanson. A number of years ago, I'd interviewed a Belgian singer who appeared on that program. And she said it was a very, very odd experience because the host of the show, Pascal Sevran, wasn't there for most of the recording. He would show up, he would do all his little bits, and then he would leave. And she said you had to prepare yourself so, you know, maybe in the introduction or the extra that he would do later, you kind of had to react to him, which was very difficult to do. So she said when they went to the studios in Paris to do the show, actually she said it wasn't just the recording of one show. There were different music acts. One act would perform maybe four or five songs on different sets, and they would clear the set. Another set would then be put in place for maybe a few songs for a different episode. So they said during a 5 hour to 6 hour period, they would record a number of music numbers that were then edited together when Pascal Sevran would show up to do his bits. And if you watched the show, you would have no impression that that was the way it was recorded. I'm wondering if he had one of those Dean Martin-type contracts. But anyway, Pascal Sevran was also a well-known composer, as well as singer himself. This is from a CD called La Vie Continue, and it's one of his own songs called Chante Encore, which it roughly translates as Sing Again.
Une chanson oubliée qui réveille un souvenir. Il est trop chaud mon café, mais pas trop tôt pour sortir. Cette lumière d'avril qui fait danser le jardin comme une force tranquille qui veut la peau du chagrin. J'ai retrouvé le sourire de ceux qui ont cru mourir. Je veux l'offrir à jamais aux amis que j'aime. Chante, chante encore mon cœur qui bat pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Pour rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant. Pour l'amour, accroché, aux étoiles. On dirait qu'il va neiger, rien n'est plus beau que l'hiver. Comme le sucre glacé sur le cristal de mon verre. Je veux changer de décor, oublier tous les étés, écrire que je t'aime encore et pour l'éternité. Chante, chante encore mon cœur qui va pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Pour rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant. Mon amour accroché aux étoiles. Chante, chante encore mon cœur qui va pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Pour rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant.
mon amour, accroché aux étoiles. Chante, chante encore, mon cœur qui bat pour toi. Personne ne m'a jamais aimé que toi. Rester vivant, je t'aime en chantant. Mon amour accroché, accroché aux étoiles.
The late French television presenter Pascal Sauvran with Chante Encore from his last CD that he recorded called La Vie Continue. If you go to YouTube, you could actually find some episodes of La Chanson Chanson to watch. Like I said, it was an interesting program because they would feature not just the modern chanteurs, chanson singers, but also the legendary singers like Charles Trenet, Edith Piaf, Charles Aznavour, and many others. You're listening to the Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, the past couple of weeks, or I wouldn't know that that's actually... I wish it was over the past couple of weeks. I should say over the past 7 days. It's been a little bit hectic, only because, as I told you, I'll be away for 2 weeks, so it's been preparing programs well in advance. So we do have some specials coming up that you certainly don't want to miss. Just a quick program note, this week on Media Network Plus, we're talking about Open Radio North Korea, which is one of the clandestine stations that operates from South Korea. The reason, of course, is that, well, North Korea has been in the news again, so we're going to be talking and focusing on that station, which is an interesting one, to say the least. Very interesting indeed. Tommy Dorsey and Well Get It.
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with their hit, Well, Get It. A few weeks ago, I had promised to bring you an excerpt from the archives of one of the travel programs that Eddie Starts did. Back in the 1950s, he did a kind of a bit of a worldwide tour that was sponsored in part by KLM Airlines. He went to places like Thailand, Pakistan, and many, many others. We're going to bring you now one of those reports that he did about his travels. This is one that from, what year is it, 1959, and it's a visit to Rome.
From Beirut in the Lebanon to Rome, flying over the eastern Mediterranean takes about 7 hours. Of course, we went over the northern end of Cyprus and the Mediterranean. And a little later, we could see Rhodes to our right. First Cyprus and then Rhodes, while hopping over a great many other islands of the Dodecanese. The Dodecanese, you know, formerly Italian, now Greek again, in the direction of Athens. Between the Dodecanese archipelago and the Greek mainland, we were crossing the Aegean Sea, which again is dotted by a great many isles. If you remember your school days, ladies and gentlemen, or maybe even the war days, the names of these island groups will probably soon pop up in your memory again. They are the Sporades, and the Cyclades, or you might also call them Cyclades, leading right up to the Attican Peninsula. While the sun was still low, so early in the morning, the still darkly silhouetted islands in the distance from our height in the plain sometimes looked like half-submerged crocodiles or hippopotami coming up for a breath before diving down again. That is, of course, with a little fantasy. But what is travel without a bit of imagination? Now we are approaching Athens, said our stewardess, handing me a nice cup of tea. We were not landing here, for we were scheduled to fly right on. Okay, I make it for Americans, scheduled. As a matter of fact, we kept rather south of it, south of Athens. And I was sorry I couldn't take an airy look at the Acropolis I had seen the last time in 1950. Boy, how time flies. That is 9 years ago now. Under us, the Gulf of Corinth, and then the Ionian Sea. Crossing also these blue waters, there was now the dry, mountainous area of southern Italy. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, we arrived at the airport of Rome, a port with plenty of hustle and bustle and shouting in many languages. This was crowded, cosmopolitan, good old Europe again. It was Easter Monday, and KLM had arranged for transportation to the city by a special car so as to be able to attend Mass in the St. Peter. We were a little late when we were finally crossing the piazza with the obelisk and the two famous Bernini fountains in front of the Basilica, but the Pope was not waiting for us anyway, and moreover, he had been here yesterday. And after all, you can't have everything every time you're happening to be in Rome. But what I could do and wanted to do, I did. Say a prayer of thanks and appreciation for everything beautiful and interesting I had been privileged to see and experience while girdling the world, or part of it, for the last 3 weeks. It certainly had been a revelation and an adventure, a chain of ever-changing impressions, thrilling, exciting, and very instructive. Good reason to be thankful and say a prayer for at Easter time in the Eternal City. In recent years, my friends, I have so often told you about Rome, the Vatican, the St. Peter, the Castle of St. Angelo, the Tiber, the Terms of Caracalla, the Pincio, the Via Appia, the Piazza di Spagna, the Via Veneto, the opera, the famous Fountain of Trevi, and so on, that I'm afraid to be repetitious telling you the tale all over again. But I might tell you that I again felt happy here. All roads are leading to Rome, as the saying goes, and here I was again, just to take a little rest, to see my friends, and to tell them something of what I had seen on my travels. To sit down at one of the many cozy sidewalk cafes, sipping a drink, and lazily look at the passing and philandering crowd. Watch Love in Bloom by young and old, for it was early spring, and the cineraria were blossoming in all colors of the rainbow all along the street. Oh, yes, Europe is a marvelous place, if there isn't a war going on. And Rome is a good place to be at ease and to do exactly what you please. Sitting there, daydreaming on the Via Veneto, one of Rome's most fashionable avenues, all of a sudden, there was a certain commotion in the street. It was right in front of the luxurious Hotel Excelsior, the Excelsior Hotel. I couldn't see exactly what happened or what was going on, but suddenly I saw at a glimpse the hurrying figure of a pretty lady dashing across the sidewalk to a waiting motor car. The crowd jammed, doors slammed, and the limousine swiftly picked up speed. "Che passa? Che passa?" I asked. "What's up?" "Princess Soraya. Princess Soraya of Persia is in town. And it is rumored?" Soon my ears were buzzing with all kinds of rumors. Rumors every big town is full of. The evening papers brought photographs and stories galore. A betrothal? A film? A marriage? An elopement? Or what? They all are still busy using a lot of printer's ink on that subject. Well, friends, the press has got to live. I say again, the press has got to live, has got to tell, and to sell, for such is life in the world if you don't live on an island. The last evening in Rome, I went to a very nice picture called something like Europa di Notte, Europe at Night. I had very pleasant company that evening, the daughter of our former ambassador there, and we certainly enjoyed seeing Europe at night in Rome. And, of course, that very evening, I went once more, for the fourth time, to throw three coins in a fountain, the Fountain of Trevi, in the perfectly ridiculous but very popular superstition that the three coins in the blue waters of the famous fountain will bring me once again to the ancient city at the shores of the Tiber, in the shadows of the castle of St. Angelo. Arrivederci, Roma.
Thank you. The Spectrum Monitor is a monthly electronic magazine covering shortwave, amateur radio, scanning, satellites, Wi-Fi, and vintage radio, which is available for any device capable of opening a PDF file.
Category 105, it is speeded to total journal.
Speed 220, Category 105.
The Spectrum Monitor also covers amateur radio satellites, maritime and military monitoring on shortwave, reviews of receivers, scanners, and software used for shortwave, and more. Annual subscriptions for 12 issues is only $24, with individual monthly issues available for $3 each. If you're already a subscriber, you can renew your subscription by clicking on the Sign Up for 2015 button. MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and PayPal are accepted. For more details, visit our website at www.thespectrummonitor.com.
A funny thing's been missing from air travel recently. It's called customer service. And it's not just about saying welcome aboard and see you again soon. It's about understanding why you fly. It's about the hundreds of hours of training we go through before we even step on board a plane. It's the way we prepare the cabin and each other before every flight. It's about how we say hello, whether it's the 30th time you've flown with us or the first. We are over 10,000 strong in 90 destinations around the world. We are China Airlines, and we blossom for you every day.
Standing by.
Louis Armstrong and the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, with Summertime. Well, we're nearly at the end of today's program. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Once again, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. So, we're going to leave you right now. And we're going to close today with the Mike Flowers Pops from their only full CD called A Groovy Place with the title track. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Hello. Such a groovy place. It's been there since the dawn of time. Take a ride, don't try to hide the love light in your eyes. Look inside and you may find your own little paradise. A groovy place where we can sing and dance, enjoy an evening meal, where you can be yourself, do just what you feel. Oh baby, take my hand, 'cause life is so unreal. Now you've got a groovy place, you keep it under your clothes. A sexy kind of groovy place, from your head down to your toes. It's fun to fool around, my friend, and play that single scene. Don't worry if you're a different shape from the chicks in the magazines.
There is a
groovy place where we can sing and dance, enjoy an evening meal, where you can be yourself and do just what you feel. Oh baby, take my hand, 'cause life can be unreal. It's right under your nose. It's ever such a groovy place. It's where the trees and the flowers grow. Take time for living things, and they'll make time for you. The birds and the bees and the butterflies, hey, they've got feelings too.
There is a
groovy place where we can sing and dance, enjoy an evening meal, where you can be yourself and do just what you feel. Oh baby, take my hand, 'cause life is so unreal. The groove.